Once again, for media members on the line, just hit star 1 on your keypad if you have questions for the coaches this morning. We now welcome on the call the head coach at Stony Brook Seawolves, Chuck Priori. Good morning, Coach Priori.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. When we talked a week ago, you said you wanted your team to leave that game in Utah, and you liked the attitude on Sunday and the ability to bounce back, and it appeared you did so pretty well Saturday, beating Wagner 26-10. What impressed you about the way your team played?
Yeah, I think you articulated it correctly. It was important for us to feel comfortable with moving forward. I thought our preparation went well all week. I thought we showed up to the game on Saturday with a great passion and came out of the tunnel and performed well on both sides of the ball, possessed the ball, kept them off the field that way, kept them off the field by being well above average on third down defense, and did a lot of things well. And so we improved, which was important.
You touched about that defense. 1-10, you hold them on third down. Wagner, I think, only ran 47 plays in that game. Just maybe speak about your defense's ability to get off the field.
Yeah, absolutely. We created 2 turnovers in the first half, got them off the field on third down, and I thought, they have the potential to run the football. I mean, they took UConn right down to the wire 2 weeks ago and had a chance to win the game, and, I thought our kids really showed up and stopped the run and, created opportunities. An offense possessed the ball throughout the game. We had 40 minutes time of possession to 20. So both sides, I think, played a pretty good game.
You talked about that running game. You guys hold them to 17 yards rushing. Nobody's with huge numbers to step out or breakout numbers as far as tackles go, because you were on the field for so few plays, but when you went back and looked at the film, what was the key to shutting down that running game, and who played really well?
Yeah, our defensive line really really were able to get penetration at the snap of the ball and force everything back, and our two guys on the edge, Morgan Contressa coming off the field, field rover, made several plays, and then our weak side, Gavin Heslop, when balls were coming at him. So they really set the edge when things got flattened down and did a great job.
Offensively, certainly a big night, 551 total yards in the game and 282 through the air, 269 on the ground. How pleased were you with not only the yardage total but the balance that you were able to show?
Yeah, I think that's important as you move forward, is to be able to get that. Probably the biggest thing was our explosive plays. We had a ton of explosive plays on both in the run game and the pass game. We had a 50-yard touchdown run called back at one point but we had explosive plays, and I think we're creating more big plays this year, which will help us, and we're still able to grind it when we need to.
Taxwell Fields gets back on the field. I know he was nursing a little bit of an injury a week ago. You felt like he was going to be all right, and it would seem that he was. 11-19, 282 yards, a couple of long plays as you touched on. How did you feel like he performed, and do you see him getting more comfortable with each game that he's out there?
Yeah, I mean, he practiced all week, didn't miss a rep because of the injury, which was good for his preparation and growth. And, he certainly was much more comfortable as a third-game starter than as a first-game starter. Handled it well. Feel he's feeling more confident in himself. He's got a big time on, but maybe the thing he does best, he can create, and he had another 50 or 60 yards rushing to go along with that, which is allowing us to do some other things, not only in the run game but creativity for him. He's made some scrambles and put the ball in the air and completed some passes, so I think his overall package continues to improve, and I'm excited about the progress, and I know he's going to come in and continue to work hard at getting better.
You touched on the fact that we've had other quarterbacks in the league that provide that threat with an arm and his legs. How much goes into the coaching, just the growth, to get him to decision-making of when to run, when to take chances with that big arm that he has? Is that something that, as coaches, you just teach, sort of week to week and watch him grow?
Yeah, you know, I think number one is giving him the comfort level that we're okay with it. You know, it's like this, the receiver's not open, you know, you're your own check down, so let's create some plays. And that happened twice for two big first downs on drives. He scrambled once, completed a big play downfield. And then, obviously, you make some play calls for him that allows him to use his arm. And we had, you know, over the course of the 3 weeks, the 2 weeks that he was performing, we did that. So, you know, once again, you got to know your talent of your team, and we don't want to move too far off of who we are, but we certainly are excited about the opportunity for him to create both big balls in a pass game and athletically with his legs.
Lots of questions coming into the season about how you're going to have to replace 2,000-yard backs with the Long Island Express, but Isaiah White, you move him over there, and he has 131 yards and a couple of touchdowns, and then the second guy, Stephen Niket, 19 carries at 89 yards. Do you feel like you're developing a new 1-2 punch back there?
Yeah, I think both kids did well. Isaiah, obviously, we wanted to get him more touches in this game to continue to develop his skill level as he was away from it for a while, and that helped. And Sabah's done a nice job as his backup. And, you know, Ty Lawton, who was our number two guy, who's been out with a sprained ankle since week one, is back this week, so we're excited about him and him back and having those three guys. But we've developed some depth there, and I think they're stepping to the plate and getting a little bit better each and every week.
Saturday, you're back at home to face Fordham. As you've started to prepare for Fordham a little bit, what are some of the challenges that they present for your team?
Well, I think first and foremost, coach there is doing a good job. They were a new staff last year, and I think like every new staff, there's some growing pains when you take over a program, and but you can see they've solidified their place in system and scheme and in discipline, and their kids are playing really well this year. You know, they gave Ball State all they could handle throughout the game, specifically offensively. They kept on moving the ball up and down the field and keeping that game within striking distance. They had a good win last week against Bryant. Second half, they dominated. They ran like 90 plays to Bryant's 50 plays. So I think they're a much improved team. I like their quarterback. I like their athleticism on offense. And defensively, they really attack you and bring the game to you. So we've got to be disciplined. We've got to play Stony Brook football and prepare correctly.
The fact that you guys have also played Bryant this season and in your preparation, does that help at all facing them facing an opponent that you're very familiar with?
Yeah, I think it's certainly a lot easier to get a gauge on where you are from a personnel standpoint and looking at players and how they performed against you and how they performed against them. Certainly take that into account. I'm excited that we're into, you know, the part where you get enough game film to get tendencies and look at those things, and I think that's helpful in your planning.
And then another non-conference game against a New York area team. How much do your players enjoy facing guys that I'm guessing are maybe some guys that they've faced in high school and then coming up through the ranks?
Yeah, I think certainly, you know, last week with Wagner, this week with Fordham, I think they're great games for us to have, and certainly against quality institutions and football programs. And we certainly have a lot of guys that are buddies from high school with them and overlapped and or went on recruiting visits with them. So it is pretty good, and I think it's something. I know at Fordham we have a 6-year or 8-year contract with them, so this is going to continue with them, and you know, we're excited about that.
All right, Chuck, thanks for taking time with us this morning. Good luck Saturday against Fordham, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you.